medicine is one of the most difficult, fast-paced, yet rewarding paths you can take. You can set out on your own and navigate the student loans, the bureaucracies, and systems that define a typical medical career. Or you can apply for the U.S. Army's Health Professions Scholarship Program and launch yourself into a medical career like no other. Your tuition will be completely covered, and when you graduate med school, you'll learn from and work with some of the most elite minds in medicine. That's the Army difference. Learn more and apply today at goarmy.com/HPSP.
Blog Talk Radio.
On another Sunday here. So welcome to Cooch's Cosmic Cafe here on Psychic Talk Radio. And I'm going to bring on the fabulous Cooch Daniels, palmist extraordinaire, certified tarot master. Hi, Cooch.
Hi. Thanks for being my host with the most, the mostest. My hostess with the mostest, Dax Carlisle. Awesome.
Oh, it's fun co-hosting with you. And especially today, because we got a great topic, the art and magic of palmistry, which also.
And I'm looking at your hand pictures right now, Dax.
Oh, that's exciting stuff.
I know, it is.
Really? Yeah. Well, before we get to that, let's talk a little bit about palmistry, but let me give out the phone number first. So if you're tuning in just now and you're listening to us live, you can call into the show. Of course, we can't really do your palm. Some other show will set that up where we can get your pictures instantaneously. But we can do, of course, tarot and numerology for you. And so if you have life questions, life, love, career, give us a call, 714-816-4628. You can also join us in the chat room. psychictalk.net/live. Yep, we would love if you joined us in there.
And we can answer questions about the hands without looking at pictures of them. So
that's true. We can. Yeah. So if you're listening live right now and you're on the live page, just scroll down below the player. That's where the chat room is. So it's psychictalk.net/live. And I see Bob in there and I see Mary Brandt. Hi, Mary. Mary Brown's joining
us. Oh, hi, Mary.
Yeah.
Feels like Mary should be on the show with us.
I know. Well, she can call in. You can call in, Mary. We'd love to chat with you. Phone lines are wide open, 714-816-4628, or join us in the chat room, psychictalk.net/live. So, Cooch, how long have you been doing palmistry? I mean, you literally wrote the book on it, and that was a while back.
Oh, my God. How long have I been doing palmistry? I started doing palmistry pretty much, I'm going to date myself. I'm going on many decades. Can we just say many decades of doing palm reading? So I don't date myself. Everybody will think, oh, my God, this lady's, she's going to fall over dead any minute. She's so old. But I've been reading palms. I started reading palms professionally in front of Ghirardelli Square as a street artist when I was like 21 going on 22. And now I'm a much more mature woman. So it's been a long time.
Oh, I love Ghirardelli Square, by the way.
You love what, my square?
I love Ghirardelli Square, by the way.
Oh, Ghirardelli Square. It's full of chocolate.
Oh, my God. I just love it. You know, I toured the factory back in the day, and I used to go walk along the harbor there, you know, and God, geez, brings back memories from way back for me, too. How was it, you know, being with, like, the street performers there and the artists and everything?
Oh my God. Well, I used to do readings. This will tell you, when I was just beginning, I was doing palms for $1 a palm. So I always had a long line. I still have long lines, even though I'm charging a lot more. But, it was a very free time. And then I had also done palms at a tea shop. There was a tea shop inside Ghirardelli Square. So I've been invited to work indoors as well as outdoors doing tea leaf readings with palm readings. But, it's just, if I think about doing readings when I was 20, it was, people would tell me, "Oh, you're too young. How can you be doing this stuff? You're too young to do this stuff." And so I was, I always had to prove myself that I could do it. But, practice makes perfect. So I've been doing, that was a different part of life when you're really young and you have to say, but now younger people, they're starting to read cards and do readings when they're like in their teens. And so it's more of a natural thing. But way back then it was kind of like, what are you doing? You're too young to do this. That's the difference in my personal life.
Yeah. But, that leads me to the next question, the obvious question. And I think we talked a little bit about this on your first show, but for those that are new listeners, how does one even get started in palmistry of all things, though?
Well, it's how does one get started in tarot readings or intuitive readings? I think people who are really, really drawn to it, that there's a soul calling or a soul recognition. Because why would anyone want to try to make a living as a palm reader or a tarot reader when you can go out and make so much more money working in, in corporations or more respectable corporate environments that pay so much more, or even creative environments that pay so much more? So I think you get started because there's some button inside your soul that gets pushed and you go, I can do this. I want to do this. Let's see what happens when I do this. And way back when I was starting, the police would come and threaten me to throw me in jail if I didn't leave. That was my time of starting reading. So I had to jump through a lot of hoops when I was young in relation to, I think now people have it so much easier because of the internet. You turn it on, you can find people doing it and advertising for, almost no money to do readings, and nobody's going to come to your home and tell you to turn off your computer. So you asked me how it was way back then, so I'm giving you a little of my personal history, but let's talk about now.
Okay, now's let's important. Talk about now. Now's always important, yes. We got some people calling in. We're going to go to the phone lines in a little bit here. 714-816-4628. Jump on the line now because we take them in the call, the calls in the order that they come in. And you can also ask questions in the chat room, psychytalk.net/live. I bet Mary's got some questions. But so, palmistry, how does it actually work, Cooch?
There's more than two ways of how it works. Of course, there's different perspectives from different people who use the palms as a focus point. But basically, the palm is the mirror to the soul, and it reflects the energy that comes from the mind and is carried out in the hands. So you're seeing the mental vibrations, basically, that appear in the physical hand as lines, but then there's also the vibrations from those lines. So if you just read the palm as you see it and its physical structure, that is called the scientific way of reading a hand, because you're grounded in the science of palm reading. However, there's an intuitive reading of the palm, which is when you're trying to read the vibrational energy that comes from those lines. A lot of people can develop their intuition by starting to read the lines, and then your mind starts automatically drawing on its intuitive right brain to try to understand what they're seeing. And it's a way of flexing the intuitive muscle and building your intuitive skills. So either practically just reading the hand as a material shape or intuitively, those are the two basic ways of tuning into how do you read a hand. And practice makes perfect.
Oh, yes. I mean, practice,
yeah,
for sure. Gosh.
You're trying to unveil a person's character through the lines in a hand. It's more personality-based than tarot readings. You can ask questions and, you know, you can do,
right,
like 25 different kind of spreads. But with the hand, you're basically holding someone's life force in your hand, and you're trying to figure out what's going on in this person's life. So palm reading is very focused on personality and the person in the moment.
Mm-hmm. Well, that reminds me a lot of numerology. You know, I do tarot and numerology, and tarot is the life coaching, the, you know, asking of questions and the getting of answers, whereas the numerology is fixed because you have the fixed name, the fixed date of their birth, you know, and so you're looking at their personality and destiny and a lot of other factors. There's actually 9 whole numbers in the chart, and I can see how that would be similar with palmistry. You know, you're going with the fixed lines in the hands, and that's interesting. So, you know, looking at all those different palms over all these decades after decades, you must have seen everything.
I've seen more than I wanted to see, but right now I'm seeing Sue just sent me her palm, and so I'm looking at Sue's palm in one computer
Your
hands on another computer. So, you know, it's hi, Sue. Thanks for sending me your palm. If anybody else wants to send me one at Cooch Daniels on Facebook, I'll get your message and
That's
be able
cool.
to see your palm that way. Yeah, and I think about with palmistry, it's a little different than numerology because it's about peeling an onion. You get down one layer, and then there's another layer, and then there's another layer. So there's all these different layers of energy and possible questions that come from looking at the hand. That it's a really different focus than numerology. The place where numerology and palmistry. Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't saying that it was the same thing. What I was saying is that it's a similar thing, that there's this difference between doing psychic readings or tarot versus numerology, as well as psychic readings and tarot versus palmistry. You know, there's a similarity to it where, you know, it's a completely different animal than, you know, asking questions and giving answers. So, you know,
but they're both really good for, they go together really well. They make a really good marriage partner, palmistry and numerology, or palmistry and tarot. They're really great together.
Absolutely, yeah. And I do the same thing with my numerology. I start off my readings with the numerology, giving them all this information, and then they can ask questions about the numbers, and then I pull out the tarot cards and we ask questions and do readings. So yeah, very similar thing. And I want to ask you, you know, a little more about the hand and the lines and those different things. But before that, let's take a phone call or two, and then we'll come back to it.
Can I, before we take a phone call, I'm looking at Sue Shoemaker's hand, and I just want to say, Sue, you have what's called a girdle. You have a very sensitive hand and an intuitive hand, but you're also very analytical, and you're doing a lot of processing. But what really jumps out of your hand is something called the Ring of Solomon, which is a natural ring. It looks like a little ring that's underneath your index finger on the palm itself, and it looks like a rainbow. It's a curved circle that fits somewhere underneath the index finger. And the Ring of Solomon is a mark of someone who's very intuitive, insightful, mystical, and really good at reading people. And that's the thing that really jumps out of Sue's hand. Other than she can be too kind to others sometimes at the expense of her own self. But just looking at her hand, stuff starts jumping out. When I start looking at hands, stuff starts jumping out. But now take the phone lines. I don't want to get distracted from
Dax. We can jump back and forth. And then, of course, I already sent you pictures of my palms, so I wanted to see what you're seeing there. But let's see who's been waiting the longest here. Oh, actually, Mary Brown's calling in. And we're going to bring Mary on. Hi, Mary.
Great.
Hi, Dax. Hi, Cooch.
Hi, Mary. It's always great to hear your voice. You feel like a soul sister.
Yes, exactly. I feel the same way. So I'm so excited you're doing the show. I've been telling Dax, like, send her your palm. It'll freak you out.
Yeah, we're going to
I am getting freaked out. I've been, like, staring at Jack's palms, not saying anything, but I'm getting all these vibes. It's like, oh, my God.
A little later in the show, we'll get into that, you know.
He keeps pushing it back. Later.
I scared him.
I know. I think he's really scared.
I just want to mention – hold on just a second, ladies. I just want to mention for those that are new listeners, I want to mention that – Mary is my co-host on Psychic Saturdays every Saturday. So I just wanted to throw that out there so people can tune in and listen to our fabulous shows and so forth. So, Mary, you sound really excited about this topic. What do you want to ask Cooch?
Well, what I was wondering is when we make changes in our life, I would say, like, you know, things that I've done since, like, you know, I, you know, had that picture of my palm read by you, Cooch, when you had the palm reading practice group. You know, like, I've got attuned to Reiki. Like, I've gone through the shamanic initiation rite stuff. With that, are those kind of things that we do that we learn and we grow and we change, do our hands reflect that? Like, would a palm reader see it in some way?
Yes, because the lines are constantly reflecting your inner thoughts, because the lines are like energy in visible shape, and they show up on your hands, but they're being the energy is coming through your mind. And so when your mind changes, the energy on your palm changes, the directions of line can change, lines can disappear, reappear. The best way to keep track of how your lines are by taking either photographs of your hands or palm prints of your hands. You can have a record of it. But even if a hand is really very basic and the lines aren't changing, if a person does change, the vibrational energy that's on top of those lines are going to reflect different vibrations that will read differently. And if a person has been doing readings for a while, they're going to tune in to the feeling energy. It's almost like reading Braille. I tell people, they go, how can you read palms in a room that's this dark? And I'm going, oh, my gosh. Well, at this point, it's like, you know, I can compare it to reading Braille, even though I don't read Braille. But it's a feeling that it's your hands, the Shakti energy in your hands becomes so sensitive to the feel of vibrational energy that you pick up, is it a positive vibe or a negative vibe? And then because we're opening more intuitively, then we get pictures. I mean, most psychics get, well, they can be clairvoyant and see pictures, or clairaudient and hear things. But, you know, we start picking up things with our ESP, and readings happen.
Right. And then one other thing I've always wanted to ask you, and I don't know why I didn't, is is it just people? Like, can you read paw prints too? Is that something people can do?
I worked at Petco for a year on and off when they would do special events and they wanted something a little different. And I have read many a paw.
Oh, wow. I love that.
Wow.
Yeah, and I even read turtles, and this woman brought me a turtle. One of the weirdest things I read was like a 40-year-old pound turtle, which was a rather large turtle that she brought into the store. And she's going, I don't understand. Can you communicate with this turtle? I'm trying to figure out. He keeps walking away. And, I mean, I could tune into a turtle because of the vibrational field. And I said, he's walking trying to find a mate. He's lonely. He knows that you're his friend, but he's really trying to find his, you know, his own species. He's horny.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, you know, like it's reading energy, which after a reader does readings for a while, they can't ignore that energy goes along with the symbols or the numbers or whatever a person's reading. And I think with palmistry, it's so you're reading a person's, you're right there. They're right in front of you. You're holding their hand. You're looking at their hand. It's you know, you get so much from the hand.
Wow.
Oh, you know, let me jump in for a second, ladies, because Mary, don't forget, we had Michael on, the Crystal Queer,
the toe reader.
That's
Ooh.
Right. In fact, I want to tell everybody, go over to psychetalk.net and click on blog. And if you scroll down on the right side under tweets and everything, you know, there's a search box, and you can type in there toe or toe reader, and that show will pop up. It was back in June. You guys have to listen to it. It was hilarious. It was great. And the thing is, Mary, you know, after having Michael on, a toe reader, you got to figure anything's possible, including paw reading and turtle reading.
Wow, yeah. Well, look, you know, I mean, didn't, you know, divination way back in the day, wasn't that about reading entrails? So good that we've moved on to other things.
I'm glad that we've moved on to other things, to be honest with you. You know, it's kind of
messy.
I
don't know. Entrails sound pretty interesting.
Only to
I
you,
know,
two.
But
only
messy.
To you.
Messy.
Too
okay, bones,
too
entrails.
Messy. Oh, my God.
Blood dripping.
Oh, my God. We are drifting off topic.
It's Halloween,
folks.
Dax. It's close to Halloween. We can talk weird. We have an excuse. It's all Halloween. It's all about Halloween.
That should
exactly.
be our next show, you know, for right before Halloween, we'll do entrail readings live on
Psychic
Talk.
Yeah, you're on, Mary.
I'll volunteer. No. Can you imagine?
Oh, boy.
Wow.
Wow.
Well, that is
so cool.
I'm
glad you called in, Mary. That was fun.
Yeah, and I will continue listening. What a fun show. I'm so glad you're here, Cooch. Yay.
Well, if you think of any questions about your palm and you want to either Facebook them to me, because I've got my Facebook on the Messenger, or, you know, I'd love to
or
look at your hand.
Room. I'm in the chat room.
I don't have the chat room up, but you do, Dax, so you could relay the message.
Okay, yeah. I'll see if there's anything interesting going on in my hand. They look different to me.
I love looking for secrets, Mary, so.
Well, and you're good at finding them. That's what's scary.
That's why Dax keeps saying, you can look at my hands later. Look at my hands later.
Yeah.
Well, we got to get more of the topic fleshed out before we go to those things, you know. But thanks for the call, Mary. I'll see you next Saturday.
Love you.
Bye, everybody. Love you guys, too.
And by the way, our very next show, I just popped it in the chat room, is on the 20th, next Saturday, and it's Psychic Gym. That's right. Mary and I are going to be talking about developing your psychic abilities, and we're calling it Psychic Gym. It's going to be a lot of fun. Tune in next Saturday. So
flexing your psychic muscles.
Call, exactly. That's why it's Psychic Gym. Yeah, yeah. You know, it's everybody says psychic development, and that word is just boring. So we wanted to do something else, you know. So it's flexing your psychic muscles in the psychic gym. Yes. Oh, so before we take another call, I see we have another call on there, and Mary just popped off. So that opens another line at 714-816-4628. If you're listening live right now and you're on the fence, hey, this is the time to call in. You might be the next caller, 714-816-4628. And If you can find Kucha on Facebook, you can send her your palms, or we can pull some tarot cards for you as well if you have some life questions or something like that. But before we take another call, I wanted to ask you, you know, just to give a little more information to the listeners about palm reading. You know, I heard you mention for Sue about the Ring of Solomon. So could you bring that back up and maybe, you know, talk about some of the other basic lines that we find on the hand and you know, what you're looking at and what you're looking for?
Well, for people who are listening to Psychic Radio, what they can look for that will be interesting to them is the Solomon's ring that I just mentioned, that's like a circular line underneath the index finger. And then if you look at the top horizontal line across the palm, and then the next line down, the top line is the love line, the middle horizontal line that crosses the palm, or the next one down from the love line, is the headline. And the area between those two lines are called the quadrangle. If you have X's, like Dax, you have a very large X right in the middle of that part of the hand. They're called mystical crosses.
And I see mystical, several.
Yeah, well, The more you have, the more you're going to be diving into mysticism, the things that create more of a spiritual recognition of one's own inner soul. And it's a mark that it's always fun to talk about when you take a person's hand. Oh, you have a mystic cross. You must be looking at life spiritually or mystically. So those are things that you can pick up in other people's hands that are very simple to look for and can start a very lengthy dialogue without knowing a lot more about palmistry. The other psychic things to look for, the outside of the palm, not the thumb side, but the opposite side, and the same level as the palm, but across on the other hand, it's called the mount of the moon. That fleshy side surface is connected with Luna or the moon. And if you have any marks on that part of the hand, it can indicate psychic ability or diving into your imagination, your memories, because that represents the moon, the subconscious, the feminine. And Dax, looking at your hand, if you look at your pictures of your hand that's posted, you'll see that, like, that part of your hand, especially lower down, it's different. It's a different color than higher up on your hand. So it shows that you're really working more to develop your own psychic ability. And sometimes you need to just kind of step back a little, because red is related to high energy, Mars energy, fiery energy. So it shows like you're so fiery, you're so enthusiastic that you can maybe sometimes work too long into the middle of the night, or, you know, you're going to be like jumping really fast to try to keep up with yourself.
Ain't that the truth?
So just looking at that in your hand, it's, to me, I would be saying, you know, try to give yourself some breathing space and be a little more playful so you're not driving yourself so much.
Great.
Because it's really great that you have that, because it shows you're really active at pursuing diving deep into the subconscious and looking deeper and deeper. But because it's red, it's kind of like there's like some fire there. So you want to make sure you bring water energy or a cooling energy to balance that, possibly drinking more water while you're working. That might help cool you while you're in the middle of intense psychic work.
Absolutely. Makes perfect
sense.
Something
to think about.
Another thing I wanted to ask you, is it the right hand or the left hand, the dominant or the non-dominant, or both? Do you have to have both palms? How does that work?
Probably as many systems as there are readers, but popular ones are, if a person's right-handed, you read their right-handed. If they're left-handed, you read the left hand. The Gypsy method that I was taught so many moons ago, and I don't know why gypsies are given credit for it, but it's called the gypsy method. It's you look at both hands, and the hand that draws your attention the most is the one that you're going to be reading, because there's some energy going on because you're being drawn to that. But if you look at the right hand as the dominant hand, that would be the hand of present efforts, your conscious awareness in the present time, where the hand that's less dominant is the past, your memories, where you store energy, but you're focusing on the dominant hand, so your energy is waking up that energy, and those the ideas are coming through your dominant hand. So you read the dominant hand as the active in the now moment, and the passive hand as the hand of that represents things that you're kind of like holding or sitting on, or the past. Some readers will only pull energy from the hand, and they'll just run with the energy, and they, you know, that's it. That's all they need. They just like take the hand and wipe the energy off of it and do a reading that way. Mm-hmm. Other, like the one institute that teaches palmistry here, they teach only to read the lifeline, that you can get everything you need just from reading the lifeline. And there are different methods, but those are some of the popular ones that I'm aware of.
That's as bad as tarot, you know, with, you know, if you get 100 tarot readers in a room, you'll get 250 ways to do it.
Exactly. Yes. I think what you have to do is play around with different possibilities, and then if you really get involved, you're going to learn what works for you. And it'll make sense, because that's how you're getting the information.
Absolutely. And practice makes perfect. You know, you practice and you notice what works for you. And I think also intuition comes into play, because you're intuitively attracted to certain systems and so forth as well.
I like that. Practice, practice, practice. I did write the book, The Art and Magic of Palmistry, and right in the very beginning of the book is that that quote. It's like, if you really, or is it the end? It's been a while since I looked at my book. Oh, there it is. It's at the very last page. My final word is practice, 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 and practice some more. Because that's the real key to how you learn how to read palms. You can look at books and read instructions, but the real way that you learn is by holding hands and figuring out what's going on here. And nobody can do that for you, because it's in the moment, and you've got to like press the hand and poke the hand, and you know, things will start coming to you. But it's the key to learning is by practicing.
By the way, you mentioned your book, and I wanted to tell everybody, I just put it in the chat room, psychictalk.net/Kooch. Kooch is spelled with a K, K-O-O-C-H. That's K-O-O-C-H, two O's there. psychictalk.net/Kooch. You can go over to her page. You can get in contact with Kooch. You can book a private session, and you can find out more about her. Also, I have links to all of her books. She's done a lot of books. And The Art and Magic of Palmistry is linked right there. You can click on it. It'll take you right over to it. As well as all of our other books, you know, a lot of them with her co-written with her fabulous husband, Dr. Victor Daniels. How is Victor?
Well, he is busy writing books. He's very mercurial also, as you are, but he doesn't like to leave his computer too much, but he does do readings once in a while. This Halloween, we're going to a castle to do readings together as a team.
Ooh,
at a big at a pagan ball. So he gets out and does readings, but he's more like somebody who likes to sit around writing his book. And
awesome.
He used to be a professor before he retired, and so he's very good at professing. But
he's
you know, we're both happy because we're able to do what we love, and we're still in our bodies. So I can only say he's good.
Awesome. Well, we should go back to the phone lines, take a phone call. Right before we do that, real quickly, on most of the shows that I'm co-hosting on, you know, I like to throw out the numerology of the day. It's October 14th, 2018. I can't believe we're almost through 2018, Cooch, already, and Halloween's on its way, which is my significant other, Doug's, birthday, as a matter of fact. You know, how about having your birthday on Halloween? What fun is that?
Oh, no wonder you're attracted to your honey.
It's great. Oh, and the Tarot Guild. The Tarot Guild was officially launched on October 31st, Halloween, 2004. We're going to be going into our 15th year here.
Congratulations.
Yeah. So the day is 14. 1 plus 4 is 5. 5 is the chaos number in numerology. High energy, adventure, and sometimes chaos. And so that fits in perfectly with doing a radio show with Cooch Daniels. I just want to let everybody know. And if you add up the entire date and reduce it, it adds up to 17. 1 plus 7 is 8. 8's the number of abundance in numerology. So this
In China, 8 is a lucky number.
Yes.
In Chinese tradition, that's like the luckiest number is 8.
Awesome.
And I'll add a little to Dax's numbers, because I always look at the day itself as what's going on inwardly. And so it's the 14th, and then 1 plus 4 equals 5. But before I get to the 5, which I feel is really good for communication, I look at the 1 as the leader, because it's the first number. So 1 is leadership and coming in on an intellectual, logical level, because it connects more with the logical aspects. And then 4 is the unpredictable and the twisted and the turning of the unknowns and the unpredictables. So I look at 1, and I'll read the 1, and then I'll read the 4, and then I read the combination, which is the 5, which is very good for just, you know, saying what's on your mind, Dax, like you're doing. we're totally plugged into this 5 vibration. It's a good one.
Oh, yes. It's been an adventurous day. We had, for the first time on the Psyche Talk Network anyway, I mean, our previous networks, we've done it before, but this is the first time on the Psyche Talk Network that we did a doubleheader, Spiritual Landscapes with Lottie and Frankie from Stockholm, Sweden, this morning, and now this show with you. And it's just, wow, lots of fun and adventure for sure. Fits in with that 5 energy. Let's go to the phone lines, and the phone lines are wide open, folks. So if you want to call in, we'd love to chat with you. 714-816-4628. That's 714-816-4628. We're going to go to the call that's been waiting the longest, area code 267. Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello?
269. I messed that up.
Hello?
Hi. What's your name, hon?
Hi. My name is Pamela. How are you?
Great, Pam. Where are you calling in from?
Michigan.
Michigan. Awesome. Is it cold up there yet?
It's cold, but it's sunny, so it takes a bit of the chill off.
Yeah. What do you want to chat about?
Well, I was wondering if I could ask a question.
Yes,
sure.
I got my cards out. I'm all set.
Oh, okay. I was wondering if either of you see a move in my immediate future.
Moving.
For employment, but.
And would it involve, you know, moving house across town, or you mean really moving, like far?
Just across the state, probably.
Oh, okay. Are you pulling some cards, Cooch?
I'm looking for my cards. My brain is focused on palmistry.
Yes, we're focused on palmistry, and so we don't got the
cards. Oh, I'm sorry.
But, you know, no, actually, I just pulled the Ace of Spiders in a Halloween deck. We've been also talking about Halloween. So I I sense you're looking at creating something new or weaving the web of your life with an expansive perspective. So you need to be moving on some level, even if you don't physically move. You need to, like, look at what kind of transition you're creating at this present time and how you would like to move your energy. What new things would you like to be doing? The more you can look at, like, internal movement or psychic movement as well as the physical movement, you're going to be more satisfied in the choice you make. Because your energy is like you're, I feel vibrationally you moving more into your personal power and wanting to, like, be really active at putting something out that will give you more of, like, more results for your effort. It just feels like a power time for you.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yeah.
Do you
want to
move?
Of success part.
Do you want to move? That's a good question.
Oh, do tell more.
Yeah.
Success cards.
She likes
so
that, success card decks.
I'm getting multiple success cards. I'm getting cards talking about a windfall, good fortune possibly coming your way in the near future. As far as the move, what I'm getting is that it's kind of not – the move is not moving right now. It's kind of in a flux. Now – this can break up. I'm getting 5 weeks. In a 5 week period of time, things can clear a little bit and things will be able to move forward. And what the cards are talking about is coming at this with a really rational, clear-minded, and somewhat cautious and analytical look at it all, you know, kind of taking a step back and being very rational and analytical about it, you know, and you know, think the whole thing through, really, really thinking, because there's unintended consequences to certain actions, you know, and so I think if you do that over the next few weeks, and then, you know, really start looking and maybe, you know, just literally pulling out the map on Google Maps and just, you know, looking around the area and just getting a vibe about it and then setting the intention, you know, I want to make this move. I want to change work, you know, and just kind of draw it in.
Yeah. I did used to live on the other side of the state, so, and I wanted to move back for quite some time. I really like the house I'm living in, but there's not a lot of work around here. And I graduated from college around here. I just graduated with a graduate degree, and there's a lot of manufacturing. So if I could just transplant my house somewhere where there's jobs, that would be perfect. But I that's why I feel I might have to move, because there's just nothing in my field out here.
What is your
exactly.
field?
Well, I graduated with educational technology, and I was a music teacher. So even the music teaching jobs are very rare, because that's why I got out of the field to begin with. And the ed tech, it's more, you know, college type of things, and unless you want to be a corporate trainer. And it just seems like on the east side of the state, it's more populated, and there are more jobs out there. Period.
If you do that in a consulting format, then you could travel, do it, and come back, and you could keep the house where it is. You know, same thing with
the only
teaching.
Problem is you have to have experience to be a consultant, and I'm just starting out. You see, with this new career. So
yeah.
I'd have to probably get at least 3 years of experience before I do that.
It's something to look at, you know, and even the music teaching, or, you know, teaching of anything, you know, that you know, you have all this other experience already that people will value, you know, and that you can do over the internet from anywhere. You can stay where you are. Just throwing ideas
out
there.
Yeah.
Think outside of the box a little bit, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I hope that helped you out, Pamela.
All right. Thank you very much. Have a good day.
Good luck.
Yeah, thank you. Bye-bye.
And thanks for the call. That opens another line at 714-816-4628. So, Cooch, let's go back to my paw. Let's go for the full Monty here, you know. I'm taking a deep breath. Okay, what are you seeing?
Oh, my God, Dax, there's not enough time to tell you what I'm seeing. No, it's, well, I love looking at your palm.
Well, just the highlights, then.
Yeah, the highlights, there's, you need more time with Doug. You guys are, it looks like there's some family matters that you're sorting out or stuff that's like around the part of the hand that represents family, shows that there's some emotional focus or stuff that's creating some stress, or that you just need to like create more of your, more time to be together or maybe to take a trip together, because your hand really shows work, 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 work. You're a workaholic. And you get into your groove and you don't talk about, you know, think out of the box. Dax, if you can take a little time to think about, can you have more time to do the things that you love to do and that are not work-related? Because when I'm looking at your hand, it's all about, you know, like having a list and checking off things that are, like, on your list and moving. Your love line looks really good, by
the
way.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, your love line looks great.
What do you see in the love line? Why does it look great? I'm just curious, you know, for the listeners. How does a love line look great?
If you look at the very top of the line that's closest to the index finger, there is a trine or a trident. And tridents are symbols of energy moving with a lot of power and a lot of force.
Ooh, I see
that. You've got like energy coming. One line comes from straight up at the top of the hand, which brings in responsibility. You're willing to work hard in your relationship. You have a really strong sense of values. The line that is going downward towards your thumb shows more inner reflection, the need to be quiet or private sometimes. You do a lot of analyzing. You have a really good analytical side. But that line, that the continuation of the love line, just shows like a force of water, because our emotions are very watery. So it's almost like there's this river of love that flows into your love line that takes you in really good emotional directions. And also, I'm looking, if I look a lot at color, because color is like a melody or a tone. If you look at your hand, there's like an imbalance, or I don't want to say imbalance, like a different color tone in different parts of the hand. So it's not just one solid tone. So where there's like under your middle finger, for instance, there's a lot of red, but then if you go to a little bit to the left, it's kind of white, and then it's red again. So because of these shifting patterns of tone, it shows the importance of taking time to do something like meditation or yoga, so that you have time to just kind of breathe and relax more. Because when you have different tones like that, it shows you're really, and I talked about the red on your Mount of Luna. The importance of relaxing more or breathing more.
Thinking about that. It's amazing. It's amazing you brought that up, because I was just thinking about, you know, it's like, oh, I got to get back to meditation, you know. Go ahead.
Well, your hand says the same thing, because you've got so much energy, and it's your energy is really positive, where I see things needing a little tweaking is that taking better care of yourself, because your energy is like really zooming around, and it's creating like a different texture or an uneven vibrational texture. So if you want to have more consistent energy or really like be able to call on your prana in an instant to direct it for healing, the more you're taking care of yourself, the better you're going to feel, and you'll have more energy to sustain you and the person you're reading. So just the different color in your hand is something that I would look at. You know, talking about how do I read hands? Well, I look at the color, because color represents tone and the texture of the vibration. And then other lines that really show up are you like to travel. But one of the ways you travel is through emotional communication. And that shows up as something that you're always looking to grow, to learn. You always, you know, you don't like to sit still on the same emotional wave. You like to, like, dive into things, learn things. You're very tuned into where are we going in the future, what's going to happen here. It's kind of like you're a firecracker emotionally, Dax.
Awesome. Awesome. I wanted to ask you about the lifeline. Isn't that the line that comes down from the headline and around the base of the thumb area?
Yes, it's the longest line in the hand, and it's the line that is a crescent usually. It starts above the thumb and then goes to your bracelet, or the line that separates the hand, the palm itself, from your wrist. So your lifeline is very long, and by the way, length does not determine length of life. People who ask, how long am I going to live? I have a short lifeline. They shouldn't go there, because it's like a line of vitality or a line of energy, your life force, but not necessarily the length of line. But we do calculate, readers can calculate ages on the line, and somewhere, Dax, right around 57 to 65 in that neighborhood, it shows you doing something that might take you in a new direction, or like opening up your career channels in some way.
Awesome.
Because what happens is, if you look, there's like a crease in, it's called the girdle of, the Mount of Venus, which is the fleshy part right under the thumb. There's like an indentation, and then the indentation of flesh, it kind of looks like a kind of a mountain, and then a valley, and then another mountain, and then it smooths out a little bit. I mean, think about looking at a hand. It's kind of like looking at the terrain. You know, you're reading a map. So when I get past the valley, and the valley flows into your lifeline, right at that point, another line comes in to your lifeline and extends downward towards your Mount of the Moon. So that is like later in your 50s somewhere. And that new line that comes in, it shows you like branching out, or that there's a new opportunity, a new direction that can maintain consistency with your lifeline, because the lifeline, it's not broken, it's a consistent line, but it brings something new into your life. So it shows new possibilities, new directions. It's interesting also,
wow,
because at that point on your lifeline, there's a triangle. So then you have to read all the lines and where the lines are, how long they are of the triangle, to try to figure out what that means. But it should be a very auspicious time, because triangles are usually good energy, because there's a lot of different forces coming together to create a trine. In most religions, trine is a higher vibration of spiritual awakening. So I think you've got some really good stuff to look forward to.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what I'm definitely working towards, going in different directions. And so it just fits in perfectly, you know, with what you just said. It's amazing. Absolutely amazing. Oh, boy. Let's take another phone call. How about that? Take one more phone call. Yeah. Now, before I jump on the next line here, I think it's area code 201. So 201, we're coming to you next. So hang in there. Just real quickly, I want to let everybody know that they can go to psychictalk.net. Right on the front page there, there's a link to upcoming shows. or you can open a new tab in your browser, type in psychictalk.net/upcoming, and you can see all the shows that are upcoming over the next week or so, and just fantastic things coming up. I'm just going to give you the next couple of shows here real quickly. Tomorrow, Monday, October 15th, Are You Sharing Your Authentic Truth with the World? Exploring the Throat Chakra and Open Lines on the Compassionate Light Healing and Guidance Show with host Catherine Hahn. That's going to be the same as this show, 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. And then our next show is on Thursday. Tuesday and Wednesday are taking off, but we'll be back on Thursday, October 18th. Special guest, world-renowned psychic and medical intuitive, Julie Ryan, will be on the Soul Sisters show with Sue Schumacher and Ann Anola. Their show is a little earlier in the morning, 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. noon Eastern. So that's 5 p.m. London, UK. And then the next show, Friday, October 19th, The Goddesses of Witchcraft, just in time for Halloween, on the Goddess Guidance Show with Shakti Devi and Nakia Layo. They will be talking about the Goddesses of Witchcraft. Can't wait for that. And I'll be back on Saturday with Mary Brown, who was on the line earlier here for our Psychic Saturdays open line show. You can call in, talk about whatever you want, get a mini reading. And our mini topic is psychic gym, building those psychic muscles, as I mentioned earlier. But you can find all the upcoming shows and always keep in the know by going over to psychictalk.net/upcoming. Let's see, who's been waiting the longest? It looks like area code 201.
Hello, hi, caller. Hello.
What's your name?
Thank
huh?
you for taking my call, Jackie.
Hi, Jackie.
Hi, Jackie.
Where are you calling in from?
Hi. New Jersey.
Joyzy. It's the Joyzy girl.
The Garden State.
I love it when other... I love it. Thank
the
you.
Garden.
I love when other people say it, though. It sounds so different. We're from Jersey.
Yeah. Well, I'm from Philadelphia, and we used to say that, you
okay.
know.
The, so you're from Philly, Philly, Philly. Right, right. Okay.
The Jersey
so you
people,
can relate.
You know, oh, yeah.
You can relate. We're neighbors.
What do you want? What do you want to chat about?
I've always been interested in palmistry from when I was a young girl, but then I never really ran into anyone that was good at it or who could explain it. But my hands, I look at my hands, and I always try to understand my hands. I know that my hands are made to do great things, and when I get the chance, I always make things happen. So, you know, I'm just trying to see if she could give me some clarity on things that I'm working on now and when I could really experience the breakthrough that I'm manifesting.
Sure. We could pull a couple tarot cards for you as well.
Mm-hmm.
Take it away, Cooch. What do you think for Jackie here?
Hi, Cooch. That's a cute name, too.
Oh, thanks, Jackie. Do you have a daughter?
No, I have a granddaughter, though. She's only 3 months, though.
Okay, well, she's psychically, she's coming in. So I'm sensing that what's important for you is just really strengthening your torso so that you can be picking up your granddaughter for the next couple of years and
mm-hmm.
and not having, you know, like, and being strong physically, that's going to be important. And I keep, you know, psychically I'm looking at your hand. Dax is pulling a card, and he can talk about that in a minute. But when I look at your hand, mm-hmm. psychically it feels as though it's time for you to move more into your leadership or be more vocal about what you're feeling and what you want to create. Because I get a really strong index finger or a long index finger. Is your index finger long in your hand when you look at it?
Yes. And I know I do need to be more vocal because for a long time I was deliberately silenced.
I think times are changing because a long index finger, which is, by the way, the finger of Jupiter in palmistry language, it indicates being able to expand to be
to have clarity that can help other people. And I think you need to own that, your personal power, and use that, that you know, because you can be more of service on the planet to not just your family, but maybe, you know, outside your comfort zone a little bit. So own your, just own that strength of your index finger. Okay, Dax, what are you getting?
What am I getting? Jackie, I'm going to put your line on hold for a second because I'm getting a lot of background noise. But I really feel, you know, it kind of goes along with what you were saying, Cooch, about what Jackie should do. And, you know, I feel like she's at a crossroads right now. And a lot of the cards are talking about the material realm and about material things. It could be finances, but not necessarily, Jackie. All right. But it's talking about becoming more emotionally stable, especially as you approach any of these difficulties. And there are some cards, like the Five of Wands showing up, talking about, you know, courage in a time of struggle. And it's interesting. I got this same card for a previous caller, and, you know, it's a 5-day. We were talking about earlier, Cooch, and this is the second time I got the same card, even though I swear I shuffled. Five of Wands keeps showing up here, you know. But the central card is the Two of Swords, and swords are thoughts and ideas, Jackie. And she's got her swords crossed in front of her. She also has a blindfold on. And so it's like you're at a crossroads. There's a decision to be made to go one way or the other. And it's like you don't want to make the decision, or you're unable to make the decision. My gut instinct is that you're holding back making the decision, that you're not, you know, deciding and going for it, so to speak. And this has something to do, like I said, with, I'm getting a lot of pentacle cards talking about, you know, abundance. It's talking about material things. It could be finances, but I'm not entirely sure. Does this make any sense to you, Jackie?
Absolutely, because you know, I'm actually vested in my job, and I do work in a public sector job, and I do provide a service, but it's very frustrating because of the nepotism and the politics. But first of all, I'm trying to clear up some matters with my family that's been very problematic. And I also am looking forward to starting my own business, either that or going back to school.
Right.
Wow, that's exciting.
And I felt that too, Cooch. Did you get that, Cooch? I was feeling something about, you know, Jackie doing her own thing, but I didn't want to say...
Yes,
so
I want to. As soon as I'm able to move and get my family settled in my in my family's home, in my forever home right now, that's what I want to do. I don't want to be the person that just sit around and wait for a pension and take orders
right.
and crap from minions who are obviously playing games.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, you know, I'm going to leave you with this, Jackie, and that is, you know, the reason why I didn't bring it up is I normally get other cards when it's the case about doing your own thing. Certain other cards represent entrepreneurialism to me that didn't show up, you know, but I had this feeling really strongly. So it's coming through psychically, not through the cards. And I really feel that that's the crossroads. I think it's, you know, making the decision on two fronts, and maybe it's not an either or, maybe it's both. And one thing is, you know, starting to head down that entrepreneurial road and making the decision to do it and just start heading that direction. That doesn't mean you abandon what you're doing now. It doesn't mean you quit the day job. It just means that you start setting things up and maybe doing some things part time so that you're in a position where you can eventually, you know, do your entrepreneurial efforts full time. The other thing is about what's going on now, things with the family and things with work. Maybe that's why all these pentacle cards are showing up. But I'm getting the King of Cups again, and you know, I also got this card for a previous caller too. Oh, it's like a theme going, Cooch, or something like that.
Are these cards that you need to see today?
Yeah, apparently I need to see it too, but or maybe several people listening to the show as well. You know, tarot is always
theme for the day.
Yeah, and tarot is always multi-level, you know, and the King of Cups talks about emotional stability. And I feel
the King of Cups is in your hand too, Dax.
Oh, really? I got the King of Cups in my hand.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is so cool. So, you know, I think establishing some emotional stability, and that can come through ritual. It can come through, you know, alternative therapies. You might benefit from some emotional freedom technique, EFT, neurolinguistics, NLP, hypnotherapy even. Things, you know, alternative practitioners that can help you with this in your area to establish some emotional stability where, you know, all this chaos is going around you with your work, what happens at your work and the service you provide, along with, you know, the family things, and, you know, you're making headway through that. But it'll help a lot if you can just let the chaos and, you know, it's a 5-day chaos day. You can let that chaos swirl around you while you remain emotionally stable. And that's what's going on in the King of Cups card. You got the King of Cups. He's sitting on a throne and it has a base and the throne. And it looks like the whole thing is made out of stone. It's solid. And then around him is all these rough waters and rough seas, but he's all, you know, stable and secure, in the center there. So give that some work there, and, you know, seek out some alternative practitioners in your area. I think you'll benefit greatly from that. So I hope that helped you out, Jackie. And, you know, Cooch, the show just blew by. We're at the end of the show already.
I know. Where Ooh. Does the time go?
It's so much fun chatting with you.
And with you, I just tune into you totally, and I mean, I don't tune into you totally, but I loved tuning into your palms today. That was really fun for me.
It
so thanks for sharing
for
your
me.
Palm stacks. Now I you know, so I'm really fun. Like being blown away because Mary showed me her hands, and I'm like, I've got Mary's palms on my screen, and I know it's time for us to go, but Mary, I do want to say your fingertips, you have a mixed hand in relation to the shape of your hand because you have different shaped fingers, but your index finger, which is the finger of Jupiter, is very pointed, which makes you very, very witchy.
Ooh.
It's a sign of the good witch, the conical finger point on the index finger, which is the finger of philosophy and spirituality. So, Mary,
yeah.
Now I'm going to be thinking of you as the good witch.
She is the good witch, you know, and with her crystals and her tarot and everything, you know, even though she might not name it witchy or Wicca or anything like that, you know.
No pagan there. No pagan. No, no.
But I can see it. You know, I can see her as the good witch. And I can't wait till next Saturday's show when we do Psychic Gym and our Psychic Saturdays show. And I'm going to call her the good witch on the show.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's a very gentle way of saying master psychic.
There we go. That makes a lot of sense. Well, thanks to all our callers and all our listeners today. And thank you, Cooch. It was enlightening learning about palmistry.
Thank you, Dax. It's been my pleasure to hang out here. And if people are interested in the art and magic of palmistry, I've got the book out there where people can tune in and it'll help them learn more about palmistry.
That's right. Go over to her page, psychictalk.net/Cooch. That's psychictalk.net/KOOCH. And it's linked right there from that page along with all your other fabulous books, Cooch, one of which
oh,
we're going to be
you,
talking
Dax.
About. next month in November, we're going to be talking about the awakening of the chakras, right?
Yes, I think that's a great thing to be it'll go really well. You know, it's the time of year where it's winter, at least in our hemisphere, it's winter, and people have a tendency to go more inward. So it really fits the season, so to speak, because chakras are an inward journey.
Well, you know what's so perfect about that is for, you know, several shows now, and there's a few more to go, Catherine Hahn on her Monday show, Compassionate Light, has been doing a series on the chakras and doing
her. She's so sweet.
Yeah, and so it's going to be perfect. She'll be done with her series, and then next month, another show about chakras and kind of tie everything up, you know, for everybody. I think that's great.
Well, I'll look forward to it. We've got to figure out the right date. It's a pretty crazy busy month again, but maybe we can talk about that later.
We're going to figure out a date. We'll do that, yes. And meanwhile, you guys can all go over to psychictalk.net/cooch. And the links are right there. You can pick up The Art and Magic of Palmistry. And you can also pick up the chakra book as well, The Awakening of the Chakras, and read that before the show. And
Woo!
You can call in about it. Yeah. Awesome. Well,
and
thanks,
if you can read that before the show, I'll give you a prize because that's a pretty thick, heavy book.
It is a thick, heavy book. I got my copy. Awesome. All right, Cooch. We're going to tune out for
now.
Okay,
thank you so much, Dax. It's been so much fun. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in.
Goodbye, everybody. Goodbye, Cooch.
Bye. Happy Halloween. Love you all.
Happy Halloween.